This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Two Newark area male juveniles and a female were taken to the Independence County Juvenile Detention Center early Sunday evening. They were caught climbing the Cedar Ridge School's radio station tower. The area of the radio tower and town water tower is gated and fenced. The juveniles told officials they scaled the fence to gain entry. Newark Deputy Sheriff Brad Warren Smith said a member of the public alerted him to what was going on. He said when he got there, a male juvenile near the water and radio towers was taken into custody after he tried to run away. And two juveniles, a boy and a girl, were spotted on the tower. According to Smith, the two had already climbed up 150 feet. That's like, what, 15 stories? Smith called them to come down and told both of them, be careful. They did. He took them into custody. Smith said altogether seven juveniles were in the area, but only two climbed the tower. A 17-year-old male was one climber. He was charged with criminal trespass. So was the 15-year-old female who was with him. Another 15-year-old male was charged with criminal trespass and fleeing an officer. Smith said once at the detention center, the 15-year-old female was found to have a suspected marijuana pipe in her possession. Smith said all parents were notified of the incident. This from Stone County Judge Stacy Avey. The burn ban for Stone County has been lifted as of yesterday. And this just in this morning from the NADC Batesville office. Commodities will be available beginning at 8:30 this morning at the Old Miller Gym right in central Batesville. Need to bring proof of ID and income. Remember, that's starting at 8:30 at the Old Miller Gym in Batesville. And also, commodities will be available this morning beginning at 8:30 in Mountain View at the fairgrounds. Dateline Pasadena, California, where the U.S. government is testing an alert system in California that may someday warn residents and businesses that an earthquake has hit somewhere else and is on its way. It's still in the test phase. Only about 30 scientists have been handpicked to receive the warnings through their computers. The project is headed by the U.S. Geological Survey. A public warning system in place in Japan since 2007 has been credited with saving lives during the magnitude 9 earthquake in March. Where is she? White County Sheriff's deputies are investigating the disappearance of a Searcy woman and the burning of her mobile home. She's 46-year-old Kimberly Steele. White County Sheriff's Department Corporal Steve Hernandez says it's possible that evidence was destroyed in the fire. Steele's mother says it's been a week since she's heard from her daughter. 2 days ago, someone set fire to Steele's mobile home. Steele is a short woman, 4'8", weighs about 99 pounds, has 3 tattoos. If you see her, let the police know. Tyson Foods is paying $32 million to settle a long-running dispute over whether it should compensate poultry plant workers for time they spend putting on and taking off protective clothing. Tyson agreed to make payments averaging around $1,000 a worker. They'll send that out to about 17,000 current and former employees around the country. And finally, a big drug bust in Stone County. After a 3-month investigation by the Sheriff's Office, State Police, Mountain View Police, and Arkansas Game and Fish, a Stone County couple has been charged with multiple violations of the state's drug laws. Lead investigator on the case and the chief investigator for the Sheriff's Department, Chuck Day, said those agencies executed 2 search warrants on properties owned by Donald Joe and Leanna Brown. Authorities found meth and drug paraphernalia and items believed to have been stolen, including a stolen vehicle. The couple has already been arrested and both have bonded out of jail awaiting a court date. Leanna Brown is charged with possession of meth and 2 counts of possessing drug paraphernalia. Now, Donald Joe Brown, gosh, what a myriad of charges. 3 counts of delivery of meth weighing 2 grams or less, 2 counts of delivery of meth weighing 2 grams or more, 2 counts of possession with intent to deliver meth weighing 10 grams or more, 3 counts of possession with intent to deliver meth near certain facilities, namely a school bus stop. Being a felon in possession of a firearm, Brown is convicted out of Illinois on a felony. Simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms, and 2 counts of possessing drug paraphernalia. Officer Day said Brown is being charged under the Habitual Criminal Act. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.